In picture 17, you see the poor Jesus there on the cross. After they finish beating him, they laugh at him. The poor turn on his head. They do all about it to Jesus. They don't stop there. They carry him on one head. And they pull him down on something they feel, the cross, on the wood. And then they nail him there with a baby nail, there for him to die. Oh, my friend, you see what they're doing there to Jesus? It is because of our sin. Because we do bad, bad things, so that's why they put Jesus on that cross, for him to die for our bad, bad things. But now only he alone, they had two other people there. They too, they say they call them thief. They stole. They did bad things. And during those days when you do bad things, that the way they can kill you. They pull you on the cross. They nail you with PB nail. You stay there until you die. Then they bury you. That's how they used to do. And so they put the other two people there. One was on his left. The other one on his right. But you see, Jesus was put on our cross to die for all our bad, bad things. What the Bible calls sin. That last sin that make it today, we can't see God, or we can't go closer by God. But God wants us to come to him. If we believe in Jesus, that God took him after the people came, God took him from the dead, and we confess our sin to God, God will forgive us. That's how the Bible tells us. God will accept us, just like his own child, Jesus Christ, and he will make us to be saved. Picture number 18. After the people put Jesus on the cross and he stayed for some time, he died. His friend then took him and they went, they pulled him inside the grave, where that day, that time they used to call the cave. But I tell you, my friend, the enemy, those people who were jealous against Jesus, they thought they finished with him. But after 2-3 days, I tell you, Jesus rose from the dead. He came up from there. When some women, they got up one time, after the third day, they went up there to see to the grave. But when they go to meet the place was open. And so when they go inside, they saw two angels. And the angel told them, say, who you are looking for? They said, we came to our Lord. We came to see to your body. He said, he's not here. He's gone from here. And he told you people the last time, he said, when he died after 3 days, he will come back again to life. And you see, they want to show all that Jesus get power. He get power. He's God. He's the only person that get power over Satan and over death. Picture number 20. After Jesus come from the grave, he stayed in the world here for 40 days. And a friend then see him, and he come before plenty of people. And people talk with him, and people eat with him. But you know, Jesus is now finishing the work that he was supposed to do in the world, to come and die for the bad, bad thing, what the Bible calls sin for the world. And it was now time for him to go back to his Father. And so, he called all his followers then, those people where the Bible called his disciples. He called them together. He said, I'm coming to go back now to the Father. But I want you to go to the world. Tell everybody, black men, white men, gola men, dead men, whosoever, tell them that if they believe in me and they turn away from their bad, bad thing, confess those bad, bad things that they're doing, they too, they will be saved. And they will come to the place I'm going to prepare for them. And my friend, I tell you that what we do today, God lay on our heart, just like the little disciple, to come and tell you. And if you believe, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do good things. You don't have to work before you can go to heaven. But when you believe, and when Jesus come back for the second time, you will go with him. The disciple then was standing there. And two angels, they appear. They say, why are you standing here for? You go back. You go tell the people the message. The other way you see Jesus going in his car, you will see him come by the same way. And are true, the Bible tells also that Jesus will come by one day. But we want to ask you, will you believe him? Will you be ready when he come by? If you are not ready, my friend, that it time today for you to be ready. To believe in Jesus Christ. And when you believe in Jesus Christ, then you will be ready. Then you will be saved from the bad thing you do in the world. Only Jesus Christ can save all. So come to him, yeah. Picture number 22. It tells us about two roles. And this two roles, it was something that Jesus talked about when he was on the earth. Everyone, from the time they born you, you and me, we are going on a wild road. And that road is the bad, bad way, what the Bible calls sin. It leading us to hell. That is destruction to the fire, where everyone is always supposed to die and go. The Bible tells us that we are sinners. We are bad, bad people. And we come from our power, Adam. Just as the way Adam did that bad thing, we all will come from him. That's why we're doing the bad, bad thing today. But Jesus said, we must go through the narrow way. That is, the road that is leading on the right way to God in heaven. If a person, if anybody in this life, if you believe in Jesus Christ and follow him, you will get the new life. The life that will never end. You will live forever in the life that Jesus will give you. You see, when we go on the road here that is leading us to hell or to destruction, there's another way we can take. And that road is a road that leading to God. And our road there, we see it if we believe in Jesus Christ that died on the cross for us, that paid the penalty for our sin. And then we can go on our way. But if you, my friend, if you want to follow Jesus Christ, you can pray. Pray in your heart like this. Say, God, I confess that I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus died on the cross just to pay for my sin. Forgive and clean me, God. Give me a new heart, God, and make me to be part of your family. I want to follow Jesus Christ. I want to follow his way, his life. And to have that life that he will give me after death. I want to live with him forever in heaven. So please forgive me, God. Thank you. And my friend, if you really believe God and you pray this prayer from your heart, the Bible says God will forgive you. And God will take you to be his own friend, his own child.